Hi everyone, it's Taryn from Spraytan Academy. Welcome to the Bronze Up Babe Podcast. I'm here to empower and inspire women from all around the world, but not only that, to educate and to help them succeed and be the best in their business. A little about me and how it all came along for me in the sunless industry. For one, I'm a beach girl. I absolutely love the beach, which is why I live very, very close to it. Many times I love going there just to sit in the sand, watch the ocean, hear the waves crash, and just veg. It's also one way for me to clear my mind and meditate. Another thing about me is I love having fun. Love meeting new people. I enjoy adventures. Love traveling. Every year my husband and I travel to the island of Oahu just to get away from, you know, the city life, work, what have you. So that's one thing we love to do together. So it all started back in 2005 when I worked for a salon. I actually managed one in Orange County, California. And at that time, they only had tanning beds and one mystic booth. So the owner wanted to offer spray tans. So she asked me if I can go ahead and do a little research, purchase equipment and solution, and get the ball going. So I did that and got everything I needed. I think, what did we use? We used Norvel and California Tan back then. So we ended up practicing on friends and family, the employees, of course, and went on from there. When we were confident and felt ready, that's when we went ahead and offered spray tanning at the salon. So that was actually really fun. Of course, a few months later, unfortunately, the salon shut its doors for unexpected reasons. So it's like, all right, whatever, you know, time to move on. It's all good. So what I did was I thought, you know what, I really loved spray tanning, but how can I get into it? And also, I had people calling me for spray tans, but I couldn't offer it to them because I didn't have a business license. I wasn't certified. I didn't have any of that stuff. The salon actually had all the equipment and stuff. So I had to start from scratch and I did my research and thought, you know, okay, well, we already bought the equipment from the salon and I've experienced with that and those solutions. Let's see if I can, you know, explore more. See what else is out there as far as equipment and solution goes. So I did. But first, I wrote out a business plan and what my goals were. Always, when you're going to start a business, you always want to write a business plan and you want to set your goals. What are your goals for your business? How do you want to succeed? Where do you want to go in your business? Do you want to make it an empire? Things like that. So after I did that, then I went ahead and took some online certification courses, which back then, that's pretty much all they had. They didn't have any in-person trainings. It was all online. So I found, like, I think back then there was like three companies who offered it. So I took all three companies. Hi, everyone. It's Taryn from Spraytan Academy. Welcome to the Bronze Up Babe Podcast. I'm here to empower and inspire women from all around the world, but not only that, to educate and to help them succeed and be the best in their business. A little about me and how it all came along for me in the sunless industry. For one, I'm a beach girl. I absolutely love the beach, which is why I live very, very close to it. Many times I love going there just to sit in the sand, watch the ocean, hear the waves crash, and just veg. It's also one way for me to clear my mind and meditate. Another thing about me is I love having fun. Love meeting new people. I enjoy adventures. Love traveling. Every year my husband and I travel to the island of Oahu just to get away from, you know, the city life, work, what have you. So that's one thing we love to do together. So it all started back in 2005 when I worked for a salon. I actually managed one in Orange County, California. And At that time, they only had tanning beds and one mystic booth. So the owner wanted to offer spray tans. So she asked me if I can go ahead and do a little research, purchase equipment and solution, and get the ball going. So I did that and got everything I needed. I think, what did we use? We used Norvel and California Tan back then. So we ended up practicing on friends and family, the employees, of course, and went on from there. When we were confident and felt ready, that's when we went ahead and offered spray tanning at the salon. So that was actually really fun. Of course, a few months later, unfortunately, the salon shut its doors for unexpected reasons. So it's like, all right, whatever, you know, time to move on. It's all good. So what I did was I thought, you know what, I really loved spray tanning, but how can I get into it? And also, I had people calling me for spray tans, but I couldn't offer it to them because I didn't have a business license. I wasn't certified. I didn't have any of that stuff. The salon actually had all the equipment and stuff. So I had to start from scratch. And I did my research and thought, you know, okay, well, we already bought the equipment from the salon and I've experienced with that and those solutions. Let's see if I can, you know, explore more. See what else is out there as far as equipment and solution goes. So I did. But first, I wrote out a business plan and what my goals were. Always, when you're going to start a business, you always want to write a business plan and you want to set your goals. What are your goals for your business? How do you want to succeed? Where do you want to go in your business? Do you want to make it an empire? Things like that. So after I did that, then I went ahead and took some online certification courses, which back then, that's pretty much all they had. They didn't have any in-person trainings. It was all online. So I found, like, I think back then there was like three companies who offered it. So I took all three companies, got certified. Then I went ahead and got my business license. But one thing that was actually a little difficult for me to do is find a name for my company. Me coming from a business marketing background, I wanted my name to be catchy. I didn't want something boring, something that a lot of people use, because that if we're starting a business and we need a name, it needs to be catchy. It needs to stand out there. So when my husband and I were in Oahu, we were just walking around and I was thinking of a business name and I thought to myself, I want something catchy. I want something on the tropical side because that's the type of person that I am, tropical girl at heart. And so my husband thought, well, why don't you name it Paradise Airbrush Tanning? And I thought, okay, I like that name, but how did you come up with it? And he said, because when people go on vacation, they come back tan. Well, when they go on vacation, a lot of them go on tropical vacations. And when you think, so when my husband and I were in Oahu, we were just walking around on the beach and we were thinking, you know, what to call our company. And I told him, you know, well, I want something on the tropical side because that's just the type of girl I am. I'm a tropical girl at heart, island girl at heart. And he said, well, if you think about it, when people go on vacation, they come back tan. And when people go on vacation, they go to tropical islands. So what do you associate tropical with? Paradise. And then I thought, huh, Paradise Spray Tans or Paradise Airbrush Tanning. So Paradise Airbrush Tanning stuck. And that's when it was founded back in 2005. 4 years into my business, I experienced a lot of ups and downs owning a business. Went through a lot of trial and error. Spray tan came natural to me because at age 15, I became an airbrush artist, and I love airbrushing in, pretty much anything, really. Canvas, murals, t-shirts, helmets, cars. I even do body paint, which is always fun. Time consuming. It's all time consuming, but it was fun. But that explained, you know, me being on the creative side, that explained why spray tanning came natural for me. 4 years into the business, my clientele grew. I had to hire people to help me. And I've noticed that in the sunless industry, there's a lot of misinformation going on. I mean, the manufacturers that I deal with, they even told me the same thing too. And I was like, wow, all right. Manufacturers, you know, the bigwigs are telling me that there's a lot of misinformation. And not just that, but I'm also hearing it too. And a lot of times, you know, I was just seeing people, you know, taking advantage of other people in the industry as well. As far as like training others, it's like, how on earth can these people do this? This is just, to me, it's heartbreaking, to be honest. It's just, you don't take advantage of people. You know, you want to educate them. You don't want to just, oh, I'm a spray tan trainer because I want to make money. Yes, unfortunately, a lot of people want to make money. It's all about the mighty dollar with them. So, you know, they find an easy fix. Hey, let's go do spray tanning. Let's go be a spray tan trainer. That is definitely not my game. Me, I have a compassion for training people to better themselves. I have a compassion to help people succeed and be the best. So that's why I became a spray tan trainer. And not only that, it's also because I wanted to train people the right way. Me, when I train students, I train them based on facts, not BS. Sometimes it makes me wonder how these other spray tan trainers, how is it that they are one? So in 2009, I became a spray tan trainer. I train all over the world. I do hold a 5-star training academy called the Spray Tan Academy, and I offer one-on-one in-person training or one-on-one Skype training. Now, Skype is, yeah, you could say Skype's online, but it's not your typical online course. Your typical online course is like watching a few videos, reading a few manuals, and voila, all of a sudden you're certified. That's not my cup of tea right there. I prefer Skype over that because Skype, it's pretty much like in-person training because you are one-on-one with a student. And you are talking to each other in real time and you're seeing each other, but behind a computer. So I do offer Skype. Spray Tan Academy has been going strong and has grown, like crazy, which I'm so happy and proud of. I love seeing happy students succeed in their business. And they know that if they ever come to a little stump in the road, they can always count on me to help them. Then last year, I was receiving a lot of emails via Facebook asking if I did classes in spray tanning. And at the time, I didn't. I was just doing one-on-one. I did a few classes here and there, you know, locally in California. But not like, you know, if I were to go out of state and teach a class. So as I answered all these emails, if I trained in different states in a classroom setting, I thought to myself, you know what? Why not? There's a demand for it. I'm getting emails for it. Why not travel, since that's something I like to do? Why not? People want to be trained. They want to learn. I'm here to help them. That's my passion. That is when the Bronze Up Sunless Tour was founded. Now, there's a little meaning to the words Bronze Up. The words bronze up, those words I put into a quote on a tank top, and it says, put your big girl pants on and bronze up, babe, which means stop crying, stop whining, get back up, dust yourself off, and get out there. Now, there's a little meaning to the Bronze Up Sunless Tour. The words bronze up. Those words I put into a quote on a tank top, and it says, put your big girl pants on and bronze up, babe. Which means, stop crying, stop whining, get back up, dust yourself off, and get out there. That's what the whole bronze up, babe meaning means. The Bronze Up Babe podcast was actually founded back in March of 2017, and we have my good friend Diane Kayser to thank for that one. Why? Because she's the one that brought it up. Diane and I were celebrating my birthday at a restaurant with a few friends, and her and I were talking, and she looked at me and said, T, you're a spray tan trainer. You train people one-on-one, in person and via Skype, and you have educational YouTube videos. Why don't you have a podcast? And I thought, well, Diane, you know, podcasts would probably be too much, and YouTube, I mean, YouTube's worldwide, pretty much. You know, that should be... She's like, no, you could actually go further with a podcast. And I'm like, really? She's like, yes. She's like, I have a podcast, and her podcast is actually called Eat, Sex, Play, I believe it is. And she said that it's been very successful. So I thought, you know what? All right. So after thinking about a podcast, you know, I thought, hell, why not? I love educating people. Let's see if I can go ahead and kind of, you know, I don't know, come up with something, come up with a good name. So I thought, hey, you know what? Might as well let it twine in with my Bronze Up Sunless Tour. So that's how the Bronze Up Babe podcast came along. And we can thank Diane Kayser for that one. Thanks, Diane. So join us for a lot of education in the sunless industry. And if you want to learn the correct way, this podcast is going to be a no BS podcast. I'm going to say it like it is. Of course, in a nice way, you know. By the way, I do not get my information from the internet. When you get information from the internet, that's how a lot of misinformation just flows around. I get my information from the manufacturers who make tanning solution themselves, who actually created the rules of tanning solution. So that's where I get my information from. I get my information from the horse's mouth, not the internet, because we all know when you read the internet, doesn't mean it's true.